This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly?
I mean, that's real news.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it!
Okay, look, Teshas, I get it. I love your guys' spirit. But here's the situation. If we can buy the instrumental version, it's a deal. If they're lyrics, it's no deal.
Oof. Wow.
Wow.
I feel like that would be you and I. If we were to approach a big company with an idea we had.
I would be the music.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
John Tesh, and you'd be Brother Tesh.
I'm not actually disagreeing with you on this
one. But who's going to be Vince Vaughn?
Whoever the big wig person is that we're presenting our brilliant business idea to.
That Vince, this was a great skit. I've never seen it before.
Oh, it was such a good skit. And yes, I would be the dude being the brother guy, brother dude.
And because I am an expert in music, I would be the guy who writes.
You're an expert in music that nobody cares about. So is that really a thing?
So nobody cares about oldies and Motown and funk and the blues.
I don't think so.
I can understand, you know, maybe you don't like the hardcore, as north as possible, Europe.
Can we
metal,
talk about basketball?
But like,
can we talk about basketball? That's why we came in with that, was basketball. Did you get the clip? I sent you two clips of Brian Windhorst. One is about LeBron James, and I don't want to play that right now. I want to play the other one. Did you get the other one? You didn't get the other one. Sure, you did.
I don't think so.
Well, this was Brian Windhorst was talking about the fact that LeBron James is saying, "Hey, Lakers, I'm not resigning. I'm not coming back. You guys can move on without me." So he goes on this rant. Windhorst, not really a rant. He just basically said, who acted with knowledge of all these deals that we're talking about? He said, who acted with knowledge? Did the Cavs act with knowledge when they made their deals? Did the Heat act with knowledge? Did the Lakers act with knowledge? No. The Warriors acted with knowledge. Draymond opted out. That's all I'm going to say. So basically, Brian Windhorst is kind of alluding to what he believes as the Warriors knew LeBron was going to opt out of his, or that LeBron was not going to go back to the Lakers. And maybe he's insinuating that the Warriors knew that beforehand and kind of edged Draymond out the door, or to at least opt out of the contract there so that they could sign LeBron James. Now, is that going to be some kind of league tampering? It's LeBron James and the Warriors, Michael, but you're also affecting the Lakers. Now, again, that's just conjecture from Brian Windhorst. I just thought it was fascinating. Meanwhile, there are moves aplenty in the NBA. Tons of big-time moves. The Jazz lost Walker Kessler. Hurts. That hurts them. That's a big one. They lost Walker Kessler. And they did sign Yusuf Nurkic, re-signed him to a two-year deal. I thought that was so Walker Kessler, of course, going to the Lakers. The Lakers are making moves. I think they're paying a lot of money for Kessler to play with Luka. That's a lot of money there. Yes, Michael.
So did Walker, nope. like was he like traded or something, or did he walk away from a deal?
Really? Is that necessary? Is that necessary, Mike?
Yes.
Just, I want you to think of this from now on in the show. Would Brady say it? And if the answer is no,
Brady's not a genius.
Don't like say it. Don't say it. So the Lakers are making moves, and other things. I got to read that. I'll read that later. Texters send me stuff sometimes, and guys, I can't read like while I'm on the air. I can't read. I'm not a great reader anyway. Actually, I am. Who am I kidding? I love to read, but I will read this a little bit later on. But we've got moves going on in the NBA like crazy. You got Bogdan Bogdanovic is going to Houston. That was a guy that maybe the Nuggets were kind of targeting, and I was lukewarm on it. You know, fine, he's friends with Joker, he's Serbian, they played well together in the Olympics and stuff, cool. Wasn't a move I was married to, but Michael, I would like to be married to a move. We've got a lot of stuff happening, and so far, the Nuggets are not a part of it.
If the Nuggets moved to Seattle, would you be married to that?
Stop. Stop saying dumb things. Just, I mean, so we see Quentin Grimes has agreed to a 4-year, $60 million deal to join the Lakers with a player option. So the Lakers are certainly making the big move. Oh, my bad. They did trade for Kessler. They traded for Kessler. So they got him from Utah for an unprotected first-round pick in 2031 and 33. Kessler is obviously a premier shot blocker, a great rebounder. He's going to sign a 4-year, $130 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's another big one. Free agent center Mitchell Robinson, part of that New York Knicks championship run, signed with the Boston Celtics, a 3-year, $47.4 million deal. So the Celtics are making some moves. They clearly have made it somewhat known that they're not, or they kind of want to trade Jaylen Brown, so they make this move at some point, and I haven't looked at their financials, but at some point, I would imagine Boston is going to be trading Jaylen Brown. The question is, where will he go? And the question again is, would you trade Jamal Murray for Jaylen Brown? And the answer is yes. My goodness, yes. The more I think on this and the more I hear some of the apologists just go off on, you guys are just disrespecting what Jamal Murray did. I tweeted it last night, Michael. Here's the deal. Jamal was great some nights. He was good other nights. He was silent on other, even other nights. Inconsistent. Is Jamal Murray a superstar? Is Jamal Murray a superstar or is Jaylen Brown a superstar? Which one of those is a superstar?
Not the way you talk about him.
Not Jamal? He's not. He's not a superstar. Jaylen Brown's a superstar. He's a premier star in this league. Are they the same player? No. Are they the same position? No. Who's going to handle the ball? I don't know. But I know that this method isn't going to work anymore. It worked once. And it was awesome. And I will forever remember that. And I will forever think Jamal Murray is one of the great Denver Nuggets. Not retiring of a jersey. Not retiring of a jersey. Let me be clear. Raising a jersey banner to honor him, totally okay with. Not retiring a jersey. See, you're giving the hooligans bad habits. John, Lakers are moving forward with Walker. You're giving people bad habits. You're changing who they are.
If he's a forward, then you could have said walking forward.
He's not. He's a center.
I know, but it would have been fun.
But you can't. It's neither here nor there. You just can't.
I'm helping out with the puns.
No, you don't need to. The Lakers, according to Shams, I say it wrong every time. It's either Shams or Shams. And sometimes I say Shams, and sometimes I say Shams. How should we say it?
Well, it's a real sham that you get
shame. Never mind. You're looking for shame, Michael. You're off your game. Even for you, you are off your game. What are you playing? What did you just play? I love you, Michael. You're never going to forget that, are you?
Oh, I'm going to play it often.
Okay.
That and Demeritt Thomas.
Boston Celtics also picked up free agent guard Mike Conley, 1-year deal to sign. Not seeing the financials on that one yet. Yeah, Smitty, you're right. Lakers took a... Oh, jeez. You guys, I can't even read your texts now because they're not even real text. They're not even real texts anymore. Smitty, Lakers took a significant step by landing Walker. Are you being serious or are you doing the Michael thing? Are you doing the Michael thing?
Or you doing the real Michael thing, being serious and making a pun?
Faith says, I think it's Shams. Shams. I say it almost differently. I think it's because I hear other people say it differently. So it's not my own fault. It's not my fault, Mike. It's not your fault. But a lot of big news in the NBA. Some of the headline moves. And obviously LeBron is a big one we're waiting to see. Norman Powell's going to sign with the Bulls for a 2-year, $45 million deal. It's a big one. Marcus Smart, a guy I really like. At one time, I really wanted him to be a Denver Nugget. He agreed to a deal with the Rockets, a 2-year deal.
Really intelligent player.
Everyone's making moves. But what are the Nuggets going to do? And I just keep hearing the same thing over and over again. That, Jamal Murray's great. Jamal Murray's wonderful. All these things. He is good. Don't get it twisted. He's a good player. He busts his tail when he's out there. I rooted for Jamal Murray. I probably rooted for him more than most. And you could probably attest to that, Mike. How many times I said, Jamal's going to be the guy. He's going to be the difference maker. This team will only go as far as Jamal Murray will take them. Because Joker's going to do Joker things. But they're still losing games, even when Joker's doing triple-doubles and 30-point triple-doubles. This team's only going to go as far as Jamal Murray can take them. How many times did I say that on this show throughout the playoff runs?
You say it Jamal the time.
Just move on. Just move on from him. I'm thinking out loud again. I have been critical of him, but as big a supporter. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend he's someone that he's not. I'm getting people come at me and say, you think he's inconsistent? Name consistent point guards that are other than Jamal Murray. I mean, really? Like more consistent point guards? I'd say Luka's probably more consistent. I'd say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's probably more consistent. I'd say, what else? Give me some other point. Yeah, Jalen Brunson. How about Jalen Brunson? Now, am I saying that you're going to get one of those guys? No, but you're going to get a Jaylen Brown, who's one of the better guards in the NBA. And when I say guards, I mean he can guard. He averaged 28 points per game last year while also playing tremendous defense. If you say otherwise, you're just not watching. And again, I went back and I'm looking at some of the stats and how they kind of compare over the years. Now, Jaylen Brown, in his playoff career, has averaged 19.6 points per game in his playoffs. So his average points in playoffs is 19.6. And then people will throw this. Well, Jamal averaged 23. Okay, but keep in mind, you know, Jaylen's first trip to the playoffs was 2016. And the 2016 season, Jamal made it in 2018, 2019. Jaylen was a rookie that year. Mike, can you look up when Jaylen Brown was a rookie? That would help me out. Give you something to do. Keep you distracted back there so you don't say anything stupid. His first year in the playoffs, he averaged 5 points per game. So again, not a monster in 2016. That was probably one of his first years in the league. He was drafted in 2016. Is that right?
Yes, he was.
So that was his rookie year that he averaged. Same draft as Jamal. Thank you, Smitty. Jamal didn't make the playoffs for several years. Jaylen Brown, of course, Boston, good team. But that was his rookie year. He averaged 5 points per game. Then 18, then 13.9, then 22, 23, 23, 24, 22, 26. So take away the rookie year, and that average goes way up. It's way over 20. But that's not even the point. He's going to average you 23 to 26 points probably wherever he plays next year, and that's being modest. But he's going to play defense. And Michael, we can get a coach that preaches defense all day long, but if you don't have the dogs to do it, it doesn't matter. If you can't guard a player on the perimeter and keep him from crashing and getting beyond that free throw line extended, which is so much of what has happened, then, you can tell Jamal to play better defense all day. You said it the other day. Can you not just talk to Joker and say, hey, play better defense, man? The guy is who he is, man. He's a triple-double machine. He's one of the best offensive players we've ever seen. A zebra doesn't change his stripes. Or is it a tiger? I don't know.
It could be both, I guess.
Could be both. They both have stripes. Can't ask a zebra to put spots on when they have stripes. There's a nursery rhyme there somewhere, I'm sure.
You can't ask a zebra to be a predator against, because I think they're vegetarians. They're the ones that get preyed on.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Very good.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for that. But you need to start getting players that have that pedigree on this team. And if I hear somebody say they needed shooting, they need shooting, they need shooting. Everybody needs shooting. They were the number one team in scoring last year, the best three-point percentage last year, and the best field goal percentage last year. What were they terrible at? Defending. And you tell me, let's throw more MPJs at it. Let's get more shooters. You're not sacrificing offense by getting Jaylen Brown over Jamal. Does he turn the ball over? Does he struggle with his left hand? Yeah, he's not a point guard. Brady, what do you do about point guard? Here's what I know. Running it back is not an option. I feel more passionate about this now than I did even a month ago. Normally, Michael, what do? I do the Michael thing. A month after the season, I'm like, hey, it's going to be all right. You know, Jamal's going to get it. I've been saying that for too long now. But Brady just came off of an all-star year. Yeah, and then he was bad in the playoffs. So I don't know that you can get awesome regular season Jamal and awesome playoff Jamal. He's been in the league a while now. So yes, I'm signing off on that move. Full cosign. 100%. All in. Go for it. Make it happen. Hopefully Boston's serious about it. 23 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
I don't have a problem with this one, Go Pokes. I don't have a problem with this one. Kevin Lytle shared this from the from Texas State, who is also a new member in the Pac-12. They sent a letter that says to our Pac-12 neighbors, and it's just a little, you know, get to know us kind of thing. We're here to build something together. The Pac-12 unites ambitious universities across the West, joined by proud histories. No Texas university has grown more over the past 4 years. Enrollment has climbed by more than 6,000 students since fall of 22 and is projected to reach 48,000 this fall. This spring, we graduated the largest class in our 127-year history. Texas State generates $7.7 billion in annual economic impact to our for our state. I don't have an issue with that. Texas State just putting out a little, hey, we're excited to get to work. We're excited to get going here. Or does it seem, does it come off as a little, as one texter put it, junior varsity?
No, it sounds like, I think it actually sounds really professional. It sounds like, hey guys, we're going to work together. The only issue I have is we've provided $1 billion to the economy, which I think is probably them making stuff up.
Well, let's read where they get that information, Mike. Where did I say that? Texas State generates $7.7 billion in annual economic impact for our state. Our research enterprise grew to $183 million last year, giving Texas State R1 level research productivity with global reach. I don't know.
Yeah, that's smart blah, guy blah,
talk.
Blah to me.
That's smart guy talk.
Get into the specifics, guys.
That's smart guy talk. Well, they're not going to get into like a whole freaking Excel spreadsheet. You know, this is just a hey, welcome. We're excited to our new neighbors. We're going to be in the Pac-12 with you, and we're probably considered at the bottom of the barrel, but we're excited to get to work with the rest of the Pac-12, the Conference
not
of Champions.
Football. In football, they were actually pretty good.
Well, yeah, but at a different kind of level, right? But I'm pumped about Texas State. Getting ready to be the conference champions again, Mike.
Texas State, all the way in Texas, far away from the Pacific Coast.
So that's what you're like. Let's get rid of this pack. Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with you, but it's there. There's a lot of money probably that has to change hands and such to make it that. Plus, they're going with Oregon State and Washington State, and
the only
they're
two
not going to change. Yeah,
well,
right?
Is Fresno State in there? San Diego State?
Fresno State's in there.
Okay, so there are four Pac-12 teams. Four pack teams
that are actual pack.
I think they kept the name because it is an established.
Well, San Diego State.
The Aztecs.
San Diego State. So you said there's four?
I think there are just four, yeah, teams on the pack. And I did have criticism for the Pac-10 having Arizona State, and then the Pac-12 having CU and Utah until Utah became really good. And then I was like, okay. We'll keep them.
See, you don't even care, though. See, you care, but you don't care. If it benefits you, you don't care.
I mean, it work all kind of like that. I still would like to have...
It doesn't bother me as
under
much.
My solution. My solution has it more regional.
It doesn't bother me as much. No, I'm not making my pitch. Yahoo Sports says LeBron James is open to all pitches during free agency and would be willing to accept a minimum contract to play for a contender. Oh.
Are the Nuggets a contender?
One could argue with LeBron James they might be.
You think Nuggets fans would stop calling him a flopper?
I
bet they would.
I don't think assuming he's a Nugget, I don't think he's ever flopped a day in his life.
Yeah, I bet suddenly there's no flopping chance.
He's not as bad a flopper as you. Listen, this is again coming from you. He's not as bad as some. His biggest thing is when he does fall down, it's as if he's dead. That's his biggest thing. He doesn't flop all the time. It's just when he does flop, it's as if someone just ran him over with a bulldozer and he's probably never going to get up again. And then 5 minutes later, he's up and he's like dunking it.
Sounds like he watches the World Cup a lot.
And that happens too. But again, you have no... Did you watch your 5 minutes?
No, I had to do things last night.
Then
important
shut it.
Things.
Then shut it. So if you didn't watch your 5 minutes, then you can't talk about World Cup.
I can talk about it all I want.
No, you can't, because you're wrong about it. I love you, Michael. I don't right now. Did you know that Harry Kane scored two goals for England to beat Congo just a minute ago? They were down 1-0. You can't say oh, nil. And Harry Kane scored two goals.
I mean, I could have beat the Congo because Congo wasn't a very good movie.
It's a terrible movie. No,
yeah,
wait, I take that back. As a child, amazing movie. Loved Congo. Read the book, actually. Did a book report on it. Watching it later, because my wife likes that writer, and so I was like, have you ever watched Congo? She said, I've never seen the movie. She didn't read that book. So we watched the movie probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I'm like, Yeah. Not as good.
Yeah, I saw it probably, I think it came out in 96, so I saw it a couple years after it came out. I was probably on VHS. And I was very disappointed because the trailer made it look like, oh, this guy with a laser is doing stuff. And like that was towards the end of the movie.
It was a talking
it's a good concept.
It's a talking gorilla.
I like the concept of it.
He taught a gorilla to use sign language, Amy. And then they figured out a device that could translate sign language into speech, and she wore the device. And they basically go to the Congo.
Looking for the lost city of David or something.
Looking for the lost city, and there happens to be, like, raging steroid freak gorillas there.
And he picks up a diamond and uses a laser to cut one of their arms off.
And they get out of there.
That's why sometimes I really hate trailers.
They free Amy. She ends up going with the rest of the silverback gorillas. What's wrong with that movie? It's a great movie.
Good. It's a good concept.
I just described the premise, and it sounds like I actually want to go back and watch it now.
Like I'll go back and watch it. Let's review that instead of doing the hot dogs.
Michael, I have public that wants to see me eat hot dogs on Friday at 1 o'clock. That's what this is all about. That's what this. That's what this entire show has been about: is me building it up so I can realize my dream of being a worldwide hot dog eating competitor.
I mean, we could watch. We could watch Congo on those big TVs.
No, they're not going to put. It's World Cup. It's the world's game. They're going to have that on at Big City Roadhouse, thankfully.
Yeah.
Stop doing your dumb thing. Everything you like is dumb. Everything.
Oh, the Broncos are dumb.
You know, people want to not root for your stuff because you're like this old 90-year-old man. It's like, I hate everything that is not something I like am into. I don't have any understanding of it. And if people are having fun watching the World Cup, then I'm yawning and I hate it. Even though this is a sports show and there's not as much sports going on in the summer, which is why we review movies on Friday. But the World Cup's going on. I have changed my ways because we had a lot of people that said you should give it a shot. And I did, unlike you, who sits back there and just makes stupid-ass jokes all the time when you don't even watch the sport.
I love you, Michael.
I don't. That
I
was
love you, Michael.
Fake thing that happened. Fake thing.
That is one demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now.
And now you have GoPoke saying the exact same thing as you said. In other words, he's a World Cup level flopper. You guys aren't even watching. You guys aren't even watching.
Just don't get it.
You don't get it.
Don't get it.
All you want to do is watch the things you like. You remember, you like made fun of Game of Thrones and said it was so bad, I would never watch that, it's terrible. And I kept telling you how good of a show it was. And you watched the first season and you text me and you were like, dude.
No, it was after the first episode.
Yeah. And you were like, thank you. You saved my life. You offered up great TV. Thank you for that.
Did I do that?
And now you won't recognize other things that you aren't into. You made fun of it all the time. And I
made
got
fun
you
of it because you liked it so much,
yeah,
and you kept telling me how I should watch
because
I
was trying to
it.
Help you out because all you watch is cartoons. And I'm like, dude, get away from the Disney Channel for a little bit, bro. Grow up a little bit. Watch some rated R stuff. And you did. And you watched it. And you had a fun time doing it. And we had a lot of great conversations about it.
Until season 7. Well, season 6, it started going downhill. Yeah. But the end of season 6 was great. Season 7, even though the music was fantastic, Ramin Djawadi, look him up. I'm not going to spell it for you.
Stop saying dumb names. Stop saying dumb names.
That's his name.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. Jamil Robbab. Jamil Robbab. Nobody knows what you just said.
He is a famous composer, and his work on Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, which the music's actually better than the show, I think, and Westworld, which I don't think is on HBO Max anymore, so you can only buy it. Westworld also started going downhill.
Oh my gosh.
But then it got the last few episodes of
what are you
season
talking
4
about?
Were great.
Westwood? Westwood One Sports?
Westworld.
Westworld.
It's a TV show makeup.
Was not an invitation to ask about
it's
that.
Great show.
No. I will not listen to it.
The guy from Sonic the Hedgehog is in it.
Wow. Really?
He's also like, he's in a bunch of
things. That something that you wish to have said?
Yes.
To get me to watch this?
A guy from a children's cartoon's in it.
Yeah, well, but say less, man. Let's go.
The Sonic movies are great.
What?
I haven't seen the third one, but the first two are really
awesome.
They
look stupid.
Well, yeah, they're for kids, but it was actually really funny.
Great video game, though.
It was a great video game. And the music to the video game.
Did they make you, when you played Sonic with Jimmy, did he make you be Tails?
I didn't have a game.
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry.
And Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was a sore subject.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of video games as a kid.
My cousin would make me be Tails.
Tails was fine.
No, because Sonic controlled the camera. So wherever Sonic would go, the camera would go. And if you,
but you could play if you as
tried
Tails.
If you tried to be Tails and branch off and do your own thing, as soon as Sonic would take off down the screen, it would do your little helicopter thing, and you just float back into the scene. And you're like, dude, I wanted to collect these freaking gold rings over here, bro. He's like, no, I'm Sonic. I'm freaking fast. Let's go. And then you just helicopter back in. So you didn't really get to control anything.
So did you know that Michael Jackson allegedly wrote some of the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
Isn't that like a recent movie?
No, I'm talking about the game, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear a lot of hee-hee-hees in there, so I just assumed
no,
he
there
did
was,
not.
No, there was like some background beats that sound very similar to stuff that Michael Jackson has done. So
okay.
Some of the original people working on it have said that maybe he did.
That's fun.
Great music for video game.
Where do I go from here? That's the question right now.
I love you, Michael.
GoPoke says Game of Thrones is solid. I'll give you that. Well, yeah, it was until it got really bad. I'm not even interested in watching the Dragon's Cloak or whatever the new one is. The Dungeons and Dragons Game of Thrones. Because they were so bad the last two seasons. Game of Thrones was so bad the last two seasons. I can't even watch it. Who's here? Who's here? Who's at the door?
Probably a wonderful listener.
Okay. See, the door's ringing. I thought it was Micah 2.0 to save the segment. LeBron James is getting ready, if he can get on a championship-winning team, he would be the only player to ever win a title with four different teams. He's one of four to do it with three different teams. Does that hurt or help his legacy? Because we're trying to make it sound like it helps his legacy, but I don't know. Maybe it does help his legacy. We talk about how great that is for a coach to do it. 12:41 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
The Sonic level right there?
Yeah, that's from Sonic the Hedgehog 3, one that Michael Jackson allegedly helped write.
That's false reporting because we don't know that for sure.
That's why I said allegedly.
The people need
that's
to know.
Snow cap.
Is the fact that LeBron James is on a quest to play for his, what? How many teams did I say he played for? Cleveland, Miami, back to Cleveland. Does that count as two teams? Does that count as
two
stints?
Two teams.
And then the Lakers, and now he'll be looking for his fifth team. He's not going to go to the Heat or Cleveland for this simple stat. I don't believe. Because he can be the only player in NBA history to have won a title with four different teams. That wouldn't count if you go back to Miami or Cleveland, right?
No. And that would be for asterisk because of the bubble.
Yeah, his fourth one is an asterisk for sure. Yeah, with the Lakers. In 2020, the bubble. Read the book, Inside the Bubble. Tells you everything you need to know about how players viewed that thing. And a lot of people viewed it as a Mickey Mouse kind of tournament. By the way, watching the World Cup, and I've had fun with it. I'll be done with it in 2 weeks. Don't worry, Mike. I like it, but it pisses me off so much when I see Adam Silver just trying to adopt some of those things and bring it to the NBA. It doesn't work. He's trying to make the NBA Cup as fun as, I don't know, the World Cup? Because isn't it in soccer internationally that the regular season is actually more important than your playoffs? I believe so. And I almost feel like that's what Adam Silver's trying to do with this cup. It's just odd to me. But going back to LeBron James, do you want to see him as a Denver Nugget, even if he would do it? Sean Keeler writes about it in the Post. He'd have to do it for $2.4 million, man, right? What would the most minimum of league minimums be? What Tim Hardaway Jr. was getting last year? And that's what Tim, I mean, he was getting $2.296 million. Now he just bumped up to $6.5 million to go to the Miami Heat. Yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. is gone. So not only are the Nuggets not making moves, they're just losing guys. And I know they're going to try to re-sign Peyton Watson, and I like the move. I don't love the move. I certainly don't like that being the only move. You'd run it back essentially with Peyton Watson. But LeBron James, he's interested in a championship. He wants to make history. He's made a lot of money. He's made a lot of money outside of the NBA too. That guy, but he could go make $22.4 million somewhere. Keeler notes in his article that there's a one particular NBA salary model pegs LeBron to be worth at least $22.7 million next year. You mean to tell me he's going to play for anything less than $5 million for one team?
Well, he ain't got no money. I'm broke. That's what he said a few months ago. I ain't got no money. I'm broke.
He said that?
Which I don't think is true.
He's got money. Do you want to see LeBron James as a Denver Nugget? The answer is no. If it happens, do we have to adapt? Brad Pitt said it in the movie Moneyball. Adapt or die? I would have to find a way. Yes, but I do not like the move. I don't think it's a good move, whether or not I'm a big fan of LeBron or not. I think he's still a great player. Just don't. That's not the move. That's not the move. 12:49 the time. Let's take a break. Wrap up hour number two. We got clip of the day coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
12:55 the time. Welcome back in. I'll get to some of the text, too, on the other side. We got the clip of the day coming up. Also, Keeling Me Softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler, who writes, LeBron James joining Nuggets, Nikola Jokic would be must-watch TV. Too bad Kroenke's can't afford it. Interesting. We'll unpack in the final hour of the show. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.